maybe you can give them some hints of how to slow down a little bit.
Well, I could surely try to do that. During the holiday season from Thanksgiving to New Year's, the typical American gains 7 pounds.
Yeah, I think I gained that in Thanksgiving Day itself.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, the food that you cook is usually, you know, lots of salt, lots of butter, lots of milk, lots of sugar.
A good home cooking.
Yeah, exactly. But if you do it, you know, twice a year, that's fine. But, you know, what ends up happening is that you start eating these things and your body craves even more of it. So, you know, over 2 months, you're just piling it on.
Well, what it is that some of the foods that we have are actually addicting. It's a real addiction, just like opium and, you know, heroin and things like that. I mean, there's a mechanism in our body that causes addiction. And some people don't realize this, but some foods stimulate and activate that mechanism.
Well, I hope they know that by now, especially carbs. Carbs have a big play in that.
Well, carbs turn into sugar.
Yeah, and people realize that because when they go on a, you know, mostly carb-free diet other than complex carbs, they see the difference immediately because your body doesn't keep craving that sugar.
That's right. It's called a ketogenic diet, and that's probably I think that's the best one because then you get your body used to it and your body burns fat instead of sugar.
Right, I saw that. They just had that on the on some article I was reading that they were saying Kim Kardashian went on this keto diet, and that's what's really helped her, you know, to keep, you know, in shape. And plus, she works out all the time,
yeah.
So it doesn't hurt to, you know, to go ahead and work out. Now, here comes Christmas, and you know the same thing's happening at Christmas that happens on Thanksgiving.
That's correct. Really, it goes through the whole time because the parties are so spread out.
Exactly.
At work and stuff, so you have to be careful, or it actually does become an addiction. Because
yeah, but what do you do? You have, like, we went yesterday. We had to go to another Christmas party.
Yeah, you guys have all these events.
We had three of them in a row last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it is to have, like, a normal dinner, except when I'm home and I'm cooking something, but... You know, you get into these and you end up there right after you're finished working, so you don't have time to go eat something, and then you're filling up on all these, you know, heavily laden salt food and sugar and all that heavy fat.
Well, here's some, I wouldn't call it tricks, but things that people should do. First of all, if you know you have a party, and let's say it's in the evening after work, make sure you have a good, healthy, full lunch first, or if it's a lunch party, do it for breakfast, etc. What a lot of people do is they say, okay, I know I'm going to eat a lot at this dinner party, so I'll skip lunch. Then they go to the party and they're starving and they eat everything in sight.
That's me.
Right? So,
you know, I only eat when I'm hungry, and that is a problem sometimes because I'm usually...
Yeah, you don't seem to eat a lot.
I'm not a big eater, and so when I get to somewhere, and I'm not starving, but I'm hungry, I'll just, you know, kind of graze.
That's right. That's what they call it, too, is grazing.
Yeah.
So one thing to do is eat before you go, if at all possible, even if you're not hungry. No, force yourself a little.
What about drinking a lot of water?
That's the other thing is you're supposed to drink one half your body weight in ounces of water per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should be drinking 75 ounces of water. Especially.
That's incredible. With
I don't know how that's possible. We drink water here, but I don't know if I can... do that amount.
Yeah, we don't even know. We just do it by, like, bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just figure out how many ounces are in the bottles.
Right.
Yeah, some people
we're not that good at math over here.
No. Dr. Cantor, do you have a book out by any chance? Or?
Yeah, I have two books out, but they're not specific on this. One is more of a kid's book on nutrition called The Green Box League of Nutritious Justice.
Well, I'm sure the parents that are listening would be interested in that.
Yeah, and that's on Amazon.
Well, it's also here at E.O. Warwick Bookshop. We have independent bookshops, and we have a big mantra here, buy local, shop local. So if he doesn't have it, I'm sure he will order it for you.
Oh, that's good. And then I have my first book out. I gotta even think of the name of it. This was written so long ago. They're on my website. If you go to...
Okay, well, yeah, what's your website?
Dr. for Dr. KeithCantor.com.
All right. right. Well, Keith, thank you so much for coming on the air with us. Very good advice. Let's everybody try to keep healthy before the new year. So have a great holiday.
Okay, you too. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.